Blog Talk Radio.
Favorita, how you doing? Let's get it popping, man. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single weekend from 11 o'clock till around 12:30-ish. And the reason that we say 12:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is Saturday. It is a weekend. And we are here for the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. This is a show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight. We go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We put on the swings and up the sliding board, and we play on the monkey bars and on the merry-go-round and in the sandbox. We take an introspective look into our own behavior to try to see how we fit into this thing in the universe called life, and we try to figure it out. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. How y'all doing this morning? I hope you're feeling fine. I know that the sun is in the sky and it shines in the light is the shine is the light, and the light is the knowledge and things that you learn every day, whether in college or in high school or after you would get a job. We gotta do our thing to survive. I know that Robin survived don't really rhyme, but you can make it sound like that shit. We got the time. How y'all feeling, man? What's good, my brother? My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Listen, this morning on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, we're going to talk about the black parenting situation, which y'all know. Y'all probably know a lot about the black parenting situation. Y'all been there. Still there. And when you got into it, you didn't realize what you were getting into. You probably didn't understand what the whole parenting situation was about in terms of being a black parent. It's not the same. So we're going to talk about why it's not the same. The truth, the lies, the rumors, the stereotypes. What? You know what? Let's do it. Let's go right into it. What's up, Queen Monica? Queen Monica Davis, how you feeling, ma? Let's go right into it. Let's talk about the stereotypes of being a black parent. Let's do it. We might as well do it because it's the elephant in the room anyway. You know it is. We've all heard things about how black parents are. Shit. We foster the rumors. We push the rumors. We push the envelope on the rumors every day. Yeah, you know, when you grow up black and you got black parents, you know, you can't be coming out flipping the mouth. You know, you get punched in the mouth, you get slapped in the mouth, you catch a belt in the mouth, a shoe in the mouth, you get an extension cord in the mouth, everything in the mouth go beside your head, especially the mouth. Everything has to do with your mouth. Don't get smart at the mouth and flip at the mouth and nasty at the mouth. You say something out your mouth. Your mouth was talking with grown folks, was talking. Shut the fuck up with your mouth. Yo, shut the fuck up with your mouth. You're saying too much with your mouth. You know, one of the stereotypes about black parenting is that we don't take no shit when it comes to our children, whether they try to curse or whether they try to talk back. Is it true, though? You know it ain't true. You know people, and I know people that could curse around their parents, and they was black as fuck. You know it. It's not just a white thing. I used to say that it was just a white thing, and I was lying. It's not true. I'm not saying that it goes on in every one of our households, because it doesn't. But every household has had some children in there that were rebellious and that went against their general home training. You know it, and I know it. All of y'all probably said something slick to y'all mom. Man, yeah, you might have caught one, but you survived it. You know, stereotypically, we be acting like black parents be beating the shit out of their kids. And it don't help. It don't help that we had hit TV shows like Good Times with James Evans took care of all of his children's punishments by belt. You know how strong, how big and strong James Evans used to look with them tan corduroy pants, them tight tan corduroy pants and them tight shirts showing off muscles. I don't even know if he really had muscles, but he sure looked muscular on that show, didn't he? He sure looked authoritative on the show. And, you know, as uneducated as he was living in the projects, he could barely get a job to feed his family. He definitely instilled discipline in his children by whooping ass. Especially if they said something that he didn't like. Now, at the same time, I don't think that they showed him as being an uncaring man, because he wasn't. He definitely wasn't an unloving man. He was a concerned father, doing the best he could with what he had. But if you look at the projects, now maybe there was a time in the projects, you know, back in the day in the 70s, early 70s, when Good Times came out and you know, just in the 70s and 60s, 50s, maybe there were multiple two-parent families in the black household, in the projects, married and everything. I don't know. That's hard for me to say. Because I have to admit, I haven't seen a lot of that. But I think I saw some of it. Quite crazy thing about it is, you know, I don't know if when I saw it, I don't know if their parents was actually married. That's something about, you know, the black love and black unity that we have to take a look at sometimes. You know, people say they married and sometimes they don't be married. And you find that sometimes you don't find out that they wasn't married until it's time to get divorced. Excuse me. My big sis, Robin Ming. Now, I'm talking about legal marriage. Legal marriage. Now, I am the type that acknowledges marriages by God. However, a man and a woman choose to be together, as long as they are together and they commit to each other, I ain't got no problem with however you came into that situation or even however you separate from the situation. But I know that the state cares. So my point is, when we talk about stereotypes of the black family, one of the stereotypes of the black family is that there are hardly any two-parent black families. There is some validity to that. There's some validity to it. And something that we have to deal with, not just dealing with whether we come from two-parent situations or not, but the validity of the one parent that you may come up with, that you may be raised by. How are they doing? Are they doing a good job? Stereotypically, they're not saying that we do all of that good of a job. I feel for black women because y'all get a bad rap. Y'all do. I hear black men talking shit about black women all the motherfucking time. Blaming y'all for all of these kids out here being gay. Blaming y'all for the entitlement of the children out here nowadays. Blaming y'all for letting everything go, letting these young girls out here be promiscuous and stuff like that. Black women get a bad rap. They do. And it's even worse when I defend black women in that vein, and I'll hear black men say, you know what, you just catering to the bitches. You just catering to, you know, to black women and whatever. I'm like, damn, dog. First of all, even if I was, I wouldn't be ashamed of that. That's number one. As long as I'm bringing forth the truth. Now, if I'm letting them get away with things the way that we're accusing them of letting our children get away with things, then that would be different. My conversation would be very different. But I don't see anything wrong with uplifting the black woman, especially if they're raising our children. Like, what the fuck? And any man that can find a problem with that is not really a kind of man. He's not my kind of man. It's not the type of man that I want to be associated closely with. But hey, when you're talking about rumors, when you're talking about stereotypes, you're talking about sometimes a mixture of the truth and the lies. But those are some of the things that we're dealing with when we start talking about black parenthood. It's real shit. Black parenthood. Y'all know how hard it is to keep up an image of positive black parenthood. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I know you know what I'm talking about. You know? It's not easy. You're just trying to, you had children and you're just trying to be able to raise your child. And you got to deal with all of this extra stuff that's really in the way. It's in the way of you being able to raise your children effectively and constructively and in a well-adjusted manner. Compound that with the fact that you may have to be dealing with parental issues on the other side. Like, why isn't the other parent here to contribute a little bit more, to do a little bit more, to say a little bit more, to construct a little bit more, to instruct a little bit more, to guide more, to lead more? Why aren't they more involved? Are they here at all? You know, are they here at all? So it's tough. You know, it's tough for a black mother. It really is. You know, because a black mother, any single black mother gets a 10-point inspection by everybody else. They do. You know it's the truth. You know it's the truth. If you claim to raise your kids by yourself, everybody wants to know, well, where's the father? Number one. Well, what kind of job are you doing? Number two, Are you receiving money from the state? Number three. Do you have a decent job? Number four. Do you have another man, an influential male around there? You know, is somebody coming and going? Number five. That influential male, is he contributing? Is he helping to raise your children? Is he there, or is he just giving you some dick? Number six. You know, what kind of place do you live in? Do you own, rent, or Section 8? Number 8. Hmm? What? Some of these things I'm saying are foreign to you? I don't think they are. I don't think they are. How many children do you have, and how many different fathers do you have? Are fathered by them? Number 9. And you know number 9 was probably closer to number 1 or 2. Huh? Huh? Hmm. So, what type of guidance are you giving your children? Are you giving them a chance? You know, like, in other words, can you afford to send them to college? Have you even instilled that in them? You know, have you gone yourself? Are you ratchet? Are you teaching them all of that ratchet shit? Number 10. And we can mix the numbers up. We can mix the numbers up easily. But you know, every single black mother has to go through that shit by everybody. That judgment be coming down. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. I'll shut the fuck up. We can end the show now. I'm guilty of some of it. Sure I am. I'm not the kind, gentle, understanding, compassionate man that I am. I'm, you know, I had to evolve into this. But it's real. So when we talk about the black parenting situation, we're not talking about, let me put it this way, I don't see white mothers having to go through all of that. I don't. Even white mothers that have black children, I don't. I don't see them getting that type of inspection. What's going on, Stacy, Yvette White? How you feeling? How you feeling? Holding it down for the D. Good to see me some. You are good to see. Word. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. I'm glad you came through. And you know how we do. It's Saturday. Hey, it's Saturday. You know how we do. We talk and we play. Word. Thanks for coming by, my brother. And Funny Peaches. West Coast Funny Peaches. This is good old Bay Area Funny Peach. How you feeling, my? Good to see me some. You already know. You know how. You know. You know. What's up, Mom? So it's early over there on the West Coast. So if you are home, because, you know, Funny Peaches is a comedian. She a girl comedian, a comedian. And so I don't know if you on tour, you know what I mean? Got some out-of-state dates or whatever. But anyway, so it should be about 8:21 where you are. 8:21 where you stand. Good to see me some of you. Word up. Bottom line. Bottom line, good to see you, Funny Peaches. Good to see you, Funny Peaches. All right, but yeah. Even white women that have black kids, they don't get the same type of scrutiny. They want to know about the black father for sure. They want to know, you know, what's up with you and him? Was he just some bum ass nigga that you was fucking with, or is he treating you better than he ever would the black queens? So that's a piece of what black parenthood is all about. That's black parenthood right there. That's what we gotta deal with. It's something we gotta deal with, you know what I'm saying? So let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it. Emily. Word up. What's up, Ma? Good to see me some you. Good to see me some you. And Ansel Jones says, when someone disrespect a woman, their family, it's a different story. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they might talk all of that shit to somebody else, to other women, but when it comes to the women in their family, you know, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. There is something on social media that I totally disagree with, and you know, a lot of people support this bullshit, and I don't like it. You know, like, I know there was a meme that I saw a lot of women co-sign. It was like black men be talking about. It was some shit where, okay, let's say a black man is dissing black women for the most part or whatever, because he likes white women or Hispanic women more or better or whatever. And then the black woman asks, well, what about your black mother? And I'm like, I don't really. Like, there are two things I disagree with. I disagree with any black man trying to compare the black woman to other races as if other races were bad. I mean, are better, and black women are bad. I disagree with that, but I also disagree with black women attacking somebody who's not in that conversation. You know, when you start talking about somebody's mom, you're gonna change the trajectory of the whole conversation. Cause now we ain't talking about shit that we was talking about before. I remember one time I put something on my page, and it was a joke. It was a joke I used to say on stage. It was a joke about every. You can't. They say you can't turn a house. They say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. And then I broke down the word housewife. So it was like, well, what do you mean you can't turn a hoe into a housewife? Take the word. Somebody hit the devil. Hold on. That's the devil. Hey, huh? Yeah, I've got patty going on right now. Oh, okay. Who's y'all going to? Y'all going to, if y'all just go up to a room, y'all can do it. Yeah. Yeah. Ma. Ma. I'm thinking it's the Amazon man. I'm like, wait a minute, I got all my stuff for this month. Okay, so the black woman. Oh yeah, we talk about the black mother and it changed the trajectory of the whole thing. I don't agree with that. Blah, 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 blah. Oh yeah, so like I said, I don't agree with either of the things. Like, you can't bring somebody's mom into the conversation and then expect that conversation to go in the same way. So this chick, I was breaking down the word housewife. So I was like, they say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Well, take the word housewife. All right, first of all, the first two letters of the word housewife are what? H-O. What does H-O spell? Ho. All right, so we know that there's at least a little ho in the word housewife. All right, so break down the rest. So you got ho, and then you got what do you have left? U-S-E. Use. Okay, so we got ho, we got use. All right, What's the rest? Wife. W-I-F-E. Okay, so we got, you say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, but you got hoe, you got use, you got wife. Hoe, use, wife. Hoe, use, wife. Hoe, use a wife. Hoe, use a wife. This chick didn't get the joke. And she wrote on the post, is your mama hoe? First of all, her dumbass was dead wrong because she made it sound like I was saying that all hoes are housewives. I was like, if anything, I'm saying it all. So, needless to say, on the post, other women started coming to my rescue. Like, who the fuck is this bitch? I wound up having to block the chick and all of that because it got ugly. Because I'm like, we not doing that. We not playing them kind of games. And my point was, you can't bring somebody's mom into the situation during an argument about somebody else and then expect the concentration to stay on that argument in any kind of way. It's over. It is O-V-E-R. Okay. So yeah, when it comes to black parenthood, especially as a single black mother, you know that there's a whole lot of shit going on with it. A whole lot, way more than anybody could have ever bargained for or been prepared for. All right. Emily Dunlap says she's in traffic listening, may not be able to text or comment. Okay. Narciso says, I would blame her if she uses the child as a pawn and not willing to co-parent with the willing father. That is totally legitimate. That's totally legitimate. But is the stereotype of black women that they keep their kids away from the black father? I don't think that that's a stereotype. I don't think that that's a consistent enough example. However, there is proof that there are plenty of women out there who do it. And it makes the ones who don't do that kind of shit, it makes them look bad. So, needless to say, that's gonna put the good mothers, the caring mothers, the black mothers who really try to unify the family and raise their children in a healthy, well-adjusted way, it gets in the way for them. So it's tough. It is. Stacey White, happy Saturday. That's what's up. All right, Ansel Jones says, what are the different kind of men and women you bring around your children? Well, I would say, I can't answer that for everybody, but my thing is safety first. Safety first. I'm not bringing anyone around my children that are not safe for me or for them. So in any way, if a woman poses any danger, I don't care what that danger is. I mean, danger verbally, danger physically, danger emotionally. You're not coming around. It's not going to happen. Marvelox. What's going on, Marvelox? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. We're talking about the black parenting situation, the truth, the lies, the rumors, the stereotypes. That's what we're talking about this morning on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Thanks for coming on through. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Hit the like button. And make sure that you share the show. Make sure you share the show and make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I am your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. All right. Yeah, so for me, Ansel, to answer your question the best that I can, it's about safety. I want to make sure that anybody that I bring around my children, my child, however you want to say it, is that they're going to be safe for them. They're not going to teach them no dumb shit or fuck up their value system and have it all twisted and, you know, and discombobulated. We're not doing none of that. We're not doing none of that. Other than that, you should have true feelings for the person. You know, you don't want to be bringing a person in and out of your children's life. It's just not setting a good example. Sure, you have to live your life and you need somebody for yourself in your journey to try to be with somebody, get with somebody. You may have to, you know, get together and break up and things like that. But I think that consciously you should make an effort not to have your children getting used to men or women that are going to only be there for a short-term situation. And then you there answering questions about, well, where's Mr. and where's Mrs. Where's Mr. I like them. Y'all ain't together no more. How come? Can't they come around no more? Especially when they're small kids. You know how that shit go. You know how it goes. So, yeah, our single parenting situation goes deep. You underdig? Do you overfeel me? You overstand? Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. Okay. I thought that was a little fishy. Hold on, y'all. It's all good. It's all love. It's all wood. It's all misunderstood. Sometimes there's a misunderstanding, but it's going to be all right. Yes, it is. It's tonight. T.K. Wright says, this subject hits close to home. I understand. Well, we're going to go deeper than this. Because like I said, this is the black parenting situation. Maybe some Hispanics have to go through this, but Hispanics have a definitive culture that people expect them to live up to that does not come from their enslaved and impoverished and undereducated situation in this country. Sure, they may come to this country in that type of condition, but not like us. It's just not like us. Wait, Narciso says, write those pre-screening questions down. I have to know what I'm getting into. Wow. So you giving out interviews. I hear you. Thank y'all for liking the show, sharing the show, subscribing to the show. That's my word. Narciso says, being guilty of playing in the snow is one thing. Choosing to remain snowblind is another. But you can't tell these niggas that like white chicks nothing. You can't tell black women who like white men nothing. You can't tell them nothing. And one thing that both of them have in common, both of them will take time out to diss their own black niggas will take their opportunity to downgrade black women. Some of them try not to. Like, nah, I ain't got no problem with black women. It's just, you know, love don't have no color. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Who do you think you talking to? Nobody trying to hear that shit. You know, don't try to liberalize yourself for me. You ain't got to do that for me, homie. I ain't ask you. But black women do the same shit. That fucking Serena Williams. Where the black men in my life, you know, they never treated me as good as this white man. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Everybody, fuck you. Fuck you, your Wimbledon, your championship. Yo. Get out of here. You Eve, all the bitches. Fuck all y'all. See? Here I am tearing the black women down. But not because they mothers. But they do. They both have that same element in common. I don't see why you have to validate your choice of mate. I don't see why you have to validate them by color, by culture, by race and ethnicity. I don't get it. You do not have to tear all of these things down in order to build this one up. If I live in a house, do I have to tear down all apartments? Do I have to tear down all condominiums? Do I have to tear down, you know, different types of houses? If I live in a ranch, do I tear down all duplexes and triplexes? Like, I mean, I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. If I buy a yacht, do I have to tear down sailboats? You don't have to do that. But you know you're wrong. You know that your heart ain't really right. Speaking of your heart being not being really right, we're going to get into that tomorrow. We're going to talk about that. You know, I ain't going to do it right now. But yeah, you know that shit ain't right. And so you want to get on defense. I mean, black men don't know how to treat a strong black woman. Shut, yo, you sound crazy. To my knowledge, black men and strong black women and vice versa and parallel to each other have been getting together and thriving for thousands of years. Now, all of a sudden, it's a problem. What? Because you got a job? Because you got a nice salary? Because you are hyping up your ability to be a financially secure black parent, single black parent? You know how dumb you sound? And different people's opinions of what strength is. You're not, let me just put this memo out there. Let me put this out here, this PSA. You are not a strong black woman because you talk back. You're not. That's not what makes you strong. Not even this much. Defending yourself is one thing. Talking back, all that old slick shit, all that head nodding, that's not making you strong. It's making you notable, but that has nothing to do with strength. Strength is your ability to come together. Strength is your ability to bond. Strength is your ability to tear down things that would unnecessarily separate you. That's what strength is. Strength is knowing how to keep small, petty, insignificant things from separating you from something that could bring you together for a better cause. That's what strength is. I just thought I would put that out there because black men have to understand that too. That'd be, to me, that's equivalent to a black man saying that he's a strong black man because he cusses out some white people and he keeps his woman in line physically. Like, nigga, you dumb. But yeah, there are people out there who think that way. Let's get back to this black parenting situation. I don't want to get off track. My bad. I saw something. Hold on. I could have sworn. Okay. I said, wait a minute. Okay. Shy Rose Jamal. I was like, wait a minute. I know I saw something, you know, in a little stack in between. What up, Shy Rose? And I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Because I've never heard it said, like, verbally. And if I'm saying your name wrong, please pardon me. I'm definitely not doing it intentionally. Shy Rose Jamal, she says, where are ye? You can tell she's a world traveler. You know that? Okay. Okay, Robbie Mink says, I won't bring a man around my kids when they was younger. I was overprotective. I understand. It took 6 months or more for a man to know where I lived at. Wow. So we just picked him up. Yeah. Dang, that's me. Give me black, not white or pink. LOL. Word. I hear you. Strength is bringing peace and harmony. It takes a lot of strength, resolve, and patience and understanding in order to head towards a peaceful solution, especially when you're mad, especially when somebody is rubbing you the wrong way consistently and probably on purpose. It takes strength to weather those kinds of storms. That's not easy. It's hard, son. That shit hard. So that's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, the black parenting situation, the truth, the lies, the rumors, the stereotypes. You know, society, this government, this culture, this country does not want us to be painted in a decent light as good parents, as decent parents, as concerned, understanding, and proactive parents. They don't want us to see each other like that. So they jump at the opportunity to make us not look like that. You look at the show, The Cosby Show. Remember when The Cosby Show was out? You know, now Bill, regardless of what you think about Bill Cosby and his current criminal situation or whatever, or should I say legal situation, Bill Cosby did a lot to tear down the negative stereotypes about black people and black families in the media. He worked tirelessly to do that, and he did it. And when we saw The Cosby Show for the first time, we was like, damn, this shit is dope. It was such a big contrast from Good Times, because Good Times was why The Cosby Show came along, because he ain't like the way they were portraying the black family in Good Times. But I'll tell you this, Good Times was fair, and The Cosby Show was fair. Now we look back on The Cosby Show, we say, damn, that show was unrealistic. A lawyer, a wife, a doctor, husband who worked at home, and you know, that kind of shit. You know. None of the kids had any real dangerous problems. None of the girls, all of the girls had healthy relationships with boys, and it was encouraged. You know, you ain't never hear Bill saying, no, don't have no boy. You can't have no boy company. You can't have no boys coming around here. Yo, bud, you ain't but 7 years old. What you doing looking at Rudy like that? What the fuck is this? Get your little ass out. No, it wasn't none of that. Even to the older daughters. And like you know, with Lisa Bonet. What was her name on the show? What was Lisa Bonet's name on the show? But she had boyfriends. And none of her boyfriends were dangerous. None of them were weed smokers, got high, or you know, trying to fuck her all the time, or you know, sneak her in the room. It was none of that. None of that. You know, it's a little different than on Good Times with Thelma. Thelma was always hooking up with some boy that was trying to whisk her away. You know what I mean? Trying to marry her or something. Yeah, I can't blame her though. Thelma was bad, the motherfucker. Thelma was bad. She's still bad. That Bernadette Stain is bad, bad, bad. And she had the black girl swag. But anyway, so the Cosby Show developed to tear down the negative stereotypes about black families and black people in the media. And he did it. It worked. Now, the reality of our condition is just like the reality of our condition with any other positive situation that we have going on in the world that concerns our people, like having a black president for 2 terms, 8 years, where the condition of our people will remain virtually the same. Disenfranchised, you know, fraught with low education, low pay wages, unemployment, and despair, you know what I mean? You know, poverty, you know, it is what it is. However, a rose grows in the cement. And I don't think that it's fair that when we start talking about black parenting, our black parenting situation, we're not talking to, well, you know what? We shouldn't even be talking about a rose that grows in the cement. We should be talking about a consistency of reliable, healthy, constructive, well-adjusted parenting. And I think that for the most part, we are talking about that. We are. But the world doesn't look at us that way. We have to prove ourselves to the world. That's why you hear our parents say all the time, you know, don't be asking for shit while we out there in the streets, you know, making it look like I can't afford shit. And don't be, you know, getting flipped at the mouth while we out. It's gonna be a problem, because that makes it look like I haven't given you proper instruction of how to conduct yourself at home. We don't hear about white parents having to do that. when they kids show out, we look at it like, yeah, that's kind of like what they do. That's how we look at it. Like, well, white parents, that's their issue. That's their issue. Nikki Justice is all up in the house. How you feeling, ma? It's good to see me, some of you. I see you got something to say, and I'm sure that you would. You know what I mean? It's good shit. Okay, let me see what we're talking about here. Ansel Jones says, I've seen too many people put each other on blast because they weren't over each other. Yeah, that's that social media irresponsible shit. And social media, although I'm a definite product I'm a definite product of social media and I utilize it to my best advantage on a regular basis, but I understand what it gives and what it takes away. And unfortunately, it can be used and is used on a regular basis very destructively. Very destructive. We got niggas out here thinking some dumb shit, son. For real. We got black people out here really thinking that we can embarrass somebody into treating us better. Like, yeah, on social media or in the media, you make them look bad. Like that post I put up on my page the other day talking about the royal family and how they don't want no black blood infiltrating they royal family and shit. Because, I mean, shit. If you was in a power position and throughout your family history has been all white and y'all have manipulated governments all around the world and controlled shit, y'all like a one family Illuminati, you going to want some niggas, you know, coming in into the family, into the fold and fucking that up? Then all black people, black people want to all of a sudden know all their history and shit. Oh, no, back in 1700, there was a duchess who married a white king, and I'm like, you know that, huh? You know about the black woman, whatever kind of black she was, who married an English king in 1700? Well, let's think about talk about what was happening in 1700. Because I think that's worth a conversation. What was happening with us in 1700 in this country? Well, let me give you a few hints. There's this thing called slavery. And we were under British rule. It wasn't even the United States of America yet. That black woman who married that English king in 1700, if that's the date, what did that do for us? Because there wasn't any internet back in that day. No TV, barely had newspapers. So how did you, what did it do for us? I suspect that it probably did the same thing for us as Megan, what's her name, is doing for us now. Fucking nothing. But y'all really expect that because her quarter black ass or whatever has married Prince Harry or whatever, you think that's going to change something in the royal family? The fuck is wrong with y'all? Change it to what? Well, it should tear down that racist shit because, they know they wrong. What do you mean? What are you talking about? When you talk about money and lineage, ain't no right and wrong. You can't get the fuck in. And I don't care how you feel about it. We rich, you regular. We royal, you are average. You don't understand. This shit is royalty. If the tables were turned, you wouldn't be with that shit. Like, nah, I ain't letting no little snowflake get in here and fuck up this bloodline. You know how hard we had to fight in order to get this shit? But, somebody wrote, basically, they were saying that, they should be put on blast in the media so their racist ways should be exposed. I'm like, and what They're not racist. They white supremacists. There's a difference. Sure, plenty of white supremacists are racist. But not all of them are outright racist. Joe Biden is a white supremacist. I don't care how you cut it. That doesn't mean he doesn't do anything for black people. White supremacists do things for black people all the time. But especially when it benefits them. What you think this is? All right, man. All right. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know how it is. We get to talking about black people and shit. And I'm like, yo, we are misinformed. We don't get it. But yeah, talking about this social media thing, it has really fucked up our cognitive thinking. Like, we can't see the forest for the trees. Like, this shit ain't real. What I'm talking to you about is real. What Nikki Justice talks about on her show, that's real shit. We are active with bringing forth some type of consciousness. All that shit you be seeing, I mean, motherfuckers know how to work cameras now and take selfies and make it look like they... What y'all think this is? You ain't going to be able to embarrass the royal family into, you know, acting like, you know, some We Are the World shit. Nikki says, I can't stand good times. It's a choice. Shout out to the chat. Word up. Niece. All of them had boyfriends. Yeah, they did. But they no. Look, Theo ain't getting no chick pregnant. No slip ups. No, like, yo, you missed your period? None of that. None of the chicks missed their period. None of them was hoes. You know what I mean? None of them got smutted, ran train on. You know what I mean? Fuck two of the same guys on a basketball team in school. None of that shit. They was the Black Brady Bunch for the most part. With black art in the background. It was pretty inspirational. Even the grandparents was on point. You know what I mean? But was that what was going on in your house? For some people, they said it was pretty close. But for the most of us, it was like, not exactly. In my house, like, my mom and my dad get mad at each other. It ain't always, they don't always, you know, be kissing when they go to bed and shit. You know what I mean? A lot of times, they don't even be spooned up. I've been in their room when they ain't know I was there, and they wasn't spooned up. There's space on that bed. You know. All right. Nikki Justice says Harry is delusional. Believe me, he's going to come back to what he is. Either that or he has just a little bit too much of his mom in him. And you know how she turned out, right? Harry keep fucking around. Harry is going to be Harry Fayed, like Dodi Fayed. Keep fucking around, Harry. You got way too much at stake, Harry. You a little too you more liberal than I agree with, Harry. First of all, I don't agree with that liberal shit. I really don't. I vote Democratic, but I ain't no liberal. I do not give a fuck. I don't support half of that shit that Democrats be talking about. I'm like, no, I ain't really with that. For that. Look, I'm just trying to get the food stamp card, you know what I mean? Maybe even a medical card. If I can. I don't want to be on welfare. I just want what welfare people get. That's all. Call me a black hater. Fuck it. Yeah, Nikki said, Megan's dad is white. No, her mom ain't all that dark. That's why I said she caught her. She caught a black. She the quarter black on the team. Hut! She scored 4 touchdowns at Polk High. And 4 touchdowns in 1 game at Polk High. On some Al Bundy shit. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. You know what I mean? All right, y'all. I don't mean to be going off on a tangent. We are talking about the black parenting situation. The truth, the lies, the rumors, the stereotypes. So we're just taking a look into what it means, what it's like, what it is to be a black parent nowadays. What are we doing? If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call into the show. I encourage y'all to call into the show. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199. I said 319-527-6199. 588-423-200. And pot. We're not doing that. All right. Nikki says, if you don't understand white supremacy, everything else will confuse you. God damn, Nick. That's a jewel. Whew, that shit is rev. If you don't understand white supremacy, everything else will confuse you. That is so real. True story. That's it. Motherfuckers don't know what white supremacy means. They think that shit just means they racist. We throw around the word racist like that shit is on sale at Walmart. Like, what are you talking about? Give a fuck whether he's racist or not. What is he doing? Is he practicing racism or is he just screaming nigga? Because if you just screaming nigga, I don't care. Go ahead. All that stuff. But if you practicing racism, now we got to have a talk. I see we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last numbers, 5435. Welcome to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752. I appreciate you holding on the line. What's on your mind this morning?
Yes, happy Black Saturday, Urban Sunshine, this morning with Omar, the good Omar. This Nikki Justice, what's going on?
When I saw that 443, I said,
Write down 83. You ain't never been down 83, but that's cool.
I need to. Well, cool. I've been down 95 a few times. It's time for me to make that move.
Well, you know 83, what 83 is. But yeah, what's going on, everybody? Hey, inhale. Good day to the chat. Ansel Jones, Cherry, what's going on? What's up? We're talking about parenting and things. I mean, parenting gone wild. What do you think?
Well, we're talking about the Black parenting situation. And, you know, I wanted to do this show because I wanted to uncover what we go through as, you know, as Black parents. We're just trying to populate the world and carry on our family names and our lineage and our bloodline. And there just seems to be so much more that goes along with it that really, really can make our experience as being parents and as being children, it can get murky, it can get nasty, it can get yucky. And I don't think it's right. And I thought that we should talk about it and try to see what we could do about it personally. And as far as our community is concerned, that's what we're doing.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm listening.
That's what's up.
I mean, okay, personally, I don't have a parental point of view. I do have an educator's point of view. And from that particular aspect, I don't know if you have been paying attention to what's been going on here in Baltimore, but many of the children are failing, and the school system is just passing them along.
Mm-hmm.
And one mother was like, she works three jobs. And I'm like, you never saw your child's, you know, grade point average. You never saw anything. She said, no, well, he was just passing. So I thought everything was, oh, for 3 years, he has not passed but three classes.
Ooh.
Yeah. So everybody's in the hot seat, and they're playing hot potato, and they're saying, not it. And meanwhile, yeah, Yeah, so, I mean, we have a lot going on. A mother, if a mother has three children, that's another problem. There's so many issues with the parenting, right? If the mother has three jobs, who is going to watch her children? And then why does that then become the educator's role? Like, why does that become automatically the system or, you know, the city council or the mayor and things of this nature? You understand? I don't know. She's blaming the system, which I understand how she's blaming the system, but I'm just thinking, like, you really actually never saw one progress report. Nobody let you know that he was not coming to school. He didn't go to school for 235 days. I mean, nobody called. You didn't know anything. You never went to his school, like, nothing?
Let me ask you this. Well, first of all, I guess society would think that she wouldn't have any job. So I guess on that front, it has a better face on it than the alternative. But what I want to ask you is, what do you think led her to feel like she needs to work that much? Why do you think she did that?
I would say she was feeling pressured. I would say that. I would say she's definitely compensating for something that's missing, and she definitely needed to meet her monthly bills at the least.
Okay.
I would say that.
Now, see, what I'm thinking is this, because I like to go back in history with a lot of things, and it makes me ask some questions about a situation like what she may be experiencing. I wonder what it was like when she was in school. That's number one, because normally parents who were good in school, who didn't have a lot of problems in school, who were able to do the work and move through their grades seamlessly, normally they want the same thing for their children. So, you know, if they had parents who checked up on them and made sure that they were doing what they were supposed to do, then they'll do the same thing with their children. Normally, I'm not saying all the time, but normally that would be the situation. And she may have done that or may not have done that, or the father of the child may or may not have been on his job when he was in school. But when I hear about a mother working three jobs and not having, right, not dedicating the time to actively raise her children to make sure that they are getting the things that they need besides the material part, it raises my antennas, and I'm thinking, like, this goes back to a lot of us Black people believing that as long as our financial situation is straight, everything else falls into place.
Right,
you know,
and it doesn't.
It doesn't. But we don't know that until we're shown that in real life, in real time. But,
right,
you know, so I'm, and now I don't know if the three jobs that she was working were good jobs or whether that she needed the three in order to equal one good job. I don't know, you know?
I doubt they were good jobs. I really doubt it, and it doesn't seem like she has any support at all. So it was like he had to raise himself, and that's not fair. That's not fair to him, but what do you do in a situation like that? You know what I'm saying? It's like a catch-22. It's like you're in a web. And in a way, I really don't feel sorry for her. I'm going to be honest with you. In a way, I don't. Because, like you said, she went to school, too. She knows what's going on with school or whatever. And I think she just figured as long as he was passing, it wasn't a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I got to go to work. I got to pay the bills. I. So it becomes about the parent. And it never, ever is about the child. It's always about the parent. I got to pay the bills. I got to keep food in this. I got to do this. I got to pay the rent. So now it's up to the child to not only, navigate through school. It's up to him to figure out her problems and how to comfort her. And that's not what he's there for. And he's 17 years old. That's another issue. A lot of women are treating their sons like their boyfriends. And I don't know. I'm going too far into it. I don't know.
I can understand how this story would upset you. Do you have any knowledge of the age of the mother?
The mother has to be around 33 or 34.
So there's a good chance that she was a teenage parent, you're saying? If he's 17.
Probably.
All right. Now, without me knowing anything about this story besides what you're talking about, I could assume, deduce, or, you know, guess or stereotype that if she was a teenage parent, there's a good chance that she left school early in order to pursue that. Maybe she went back and got a GED. Maybe she didn't, you know. Like I said, I don't know this, but these are some of the things about Black parenthood that we have to take a look at. Did she have the parental guidance that she needed in order to take care of her situation? If she was a teenage parent, a young mother, whatever, did she have the resources that were available? Did she have resources that would allow her to still finish her school, finish her schooling, possibly pursue higher learning or learn trades or some types of skills that would allow her to be able to work at a job or build a brand for herself or open a business for herself where she could sustain herself financially? We don't have enough of that information. But what we do know is that the world is probably going to say hell no. More than likely, her ratchet ass came from another ratchet situation, and she's just continuing the ratchet situation. And that boy, he don't know nothing. He's dumb as a doornail. He probably out there selling drugs out there on the corner, smoking weed all the time, getting high, and he's probably going to end up in the legal system sooner or later.
Right. This is the Freddie Gray area. Can I just say it's all over the news, but I don't think it has made it nationally because they're trying to cover it up at this point. But this is the Freddie Gray area. It's the Harlem Park area, which is right by Gilmore Homes, which has been torn down, which is where Freddie Gray was actually murdered in Gilmore Homes. But it's like right down, it's like the next couple of blocks over. It's a school. And, oh, goodness, they changed the name of the school, and I can't think of what it's called now, but it's in the news right now. He has, like, a 0 point.
Frederick Douglass?
Odd. No. Not Frederick Douglass. That's the east side. We're talking about the west side. This the Freddie Gray area. It's right now. I can't think of what the name of this. But, yeah, just look up on it. The news is really ramming the mayor, the city council, all of these legislators. That particular school was given $5.3 million in, like, tax credits and things of this nature, okay? So pretty much they're just taking money and just passing the children along.
Well, let me ask you this. Why do we know about this situation? Why did the boy do something? Did he commit a crime or something like that? Why do we know that his mom had three jobs and that he hasn't gone to school? Like,
the mother blew it. She blew the story up. She took it to the news. She
about her son not passing?
About him not passing? About the school not contacting her? Because people here, they go to jail for not sending their children to school. That's why I'm not understanding. I know somebody that was going to get 3 days in jail because their children weren't going to school. And it wasn't her fault either. She had to be to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So it was like she has to be to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, once again, the children are raising each other. You know, if she has to be to work at 6, then she can't make sure they're in school and things of this nature. She is relying on the school to let her know, like, hey, my children didn't show up or, you know, something like that. But she was the one. It's all over the news. Let me see. I wish I could send it to you. Yeah, but I don't want to hold up your whole show. The Black content situation is abysmal at this point in time, and now there are other type of curriculums and agendas that are being forced on these children at 5 years old. So it's a lot of things going on with our children. The parenting is down. The parenting is low. Children are parenting themselves at this point in time.
That's true. And even if it only looks that way on the outside, there's just more than enough evidence for you to make that to make that assumption or that deduction. And we do have to do better. And it's a shame that situations like this overshadow the good parenting that exists out there. But the good parenting isn't going to be on blast unless the child does something so spectacular, like, I don't know, make it into Harvard at age 12 or something like that. You know what I mean? And I don't even know if becoming a genius is a product of good parenting. It seems like it's kind of like a lottery pick. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I sure wasn't that smart. I don't know. You know what I mean? This little nigga, he's just like the greatest thing. But even with all of that, even with certain accomplishments that people make or that we may make as children of parents, it doesn't necessarily mean that the situations that we are a part of in our home life is that great or that different as far as being elevated in positivity than anyone else. Sometimes, you know, with parenting, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you. You can realistically expect a child to go through that rebellious stage and that reformative stage where they want to get themselves together, whatever. And sometimes these things can happen all in 1 year. You know, puberty has a really big effect on some children than it does on other children. And when you're not a parent who understands how that works, you know, the hormonal and psychological effects of what a child goes through, and because you may not have understood how it happened with you. You know, maybe nobody was there to unpack that for you or to comfort you in that time. So you just had to go through it. So you think it's just a stage of life or a rite of passage, and you just let it go unchecked or unaddressed and definitely unfixed. And it sounds nice. Unfair, but it's not necessarily about fairness per se. We're just trying to figure out how we can make a better way for our parenting situation can grow into the Black family situation, which hopefully will grow into a better Black community situation. Right now, you know, all systems are down. You know what I mean? That's the way it seems. We just don't have enough good examples of our strength of family and community to be able to say, like, yeah, we are definitely headed in this situation, in this direction. You know, unfortunately, a lot of times, Nick, when we have the most affluent and progressive examples of the Black family, sometimes those are the Black families that don't want to have nothing to do with the Black family. You understand what I'm saying? Those are the types that are something like, well, it's not about Black family. We're just family. We're not Black Americans. We're just Americans. I'm like, And unfortunately, those will be the parents that they'll say, well, look, they're doing this. Why can't everybody else do this? I'm like,
right.
And, you know, like,
I'm just shocked that she's shocked. That's all. I'm just shocked she's shocked. Yeah, but I'm not gonna hold you up. I know I went off the whatever, but I just had to call it because you said about parenting, and it just sounds like that we out here on our own, and sometimes you might, and sometimes you might not have support. And
true. Well,
but
I'm gonna
get over here. Thank you for taking my call. I hope I didn't hold y'all Saturday morning up too much. Okay.
Nah, you good. Right. All right. I'll talk to you later. Be safe.
You too.
All right. That was Nikki Justice, y'all. Make sure y'all subscribe to the Nikki Justice YouTube channel. It's a good one. You know, she has some things going on over there that I think that y'all would that would hold y'all interest. That's for sure. You know what I mean? So, you know, Nikki Justice, thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Cinderella, Dana Dane. I see you, Dana Dane. It's the Dane. Cherry, all up and out. Good to see you. Ansel Jones said, Park Heights, Wally World. Was that the school that she couldn't remember? Okay. She said Baltimore. A shocking discovery out of the Baltimore City High School, where Project Baltimore has found hundreds of students are failing in a school where students who passed three classes. Wow. Tiffany France thought her son would receive his diploma this coming June. But after 4 years of high school, France just learned her 17-year-old must start over, has been moved back to the ninth grade. Yeah. Damn. So you... This young man is supposed to be graduating soon, but instead he gonna be going back to the lab. He going back to English 1, world history. Ninth grade is world history, right? At least it was in our curriculum. So when he graduate, when he get out of school, he gonna be like 21, 22. I knew kids that were that old when they graduated school. I knew a 20-year-old and a 21-year-old, but I'll give it to him. He did finish. He would not drop out, whatever. He was selling drugs and, you know, making a way for himself out there on these streets. But he did hang in there and finish. It's crazy shit. Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome, Nikki, and I appreciate you calling in. And, you know, you can call in at any time. It's never about taking up time. You know, we get the conversation popping. This is not just, we don't just take calls like, nah, it's just, you know, we talk. It's all good, though. Damn, it's right. He's going to be 24. He's going to be 24, 21. That's a bad situation. It really is. It's an alarming situation. Crazy part is, well, on a positive note, now, because of his mom or whatever, they've uncovered what was going on, and he can have a chance. They can all have a chance to correct the situation, which I hope that they do. Please correct the situation. You know, that's good, because that's just not a good look, but. Hey, man, it happens. It happens. These are the things we got to deal with. These are the things we got to deal with. When we're talking about the black parenting situation, you're talking about the world now looking at us once again like this is par for the course. This is just a Tuesday for us. This is just what we do. Like what everybody got their mouth all agape for. You know, your mouth is agape. Close your mouth before some flies get in there. It's going to be all right, and everything is going to be all right. Thank you. But, yeah, if we don't learn anything or know anything about the black parenting situation, is that it changes from house to house, culture to culture, parent to parent, experience to experience, knowledge to knowledge, wisdom to wisdom, understanding to understanding. You're not going to get the same thing in every black family. And sometimes I think that we go down the rabbit hole of believing that, no, we're basically all the same. We basically have all of the same values. Why? Look, I know black people who don't like fried chicken. Yes, I know black people who don't like chicken, period. Chicken. Yeah, chicken. And no, they're not vegans. Not at all. Hmm? But we're not all the same. We have differences. And there is a mixture of some good things and some not so good things all up in there. You know, there's a mix. There's an amalgamation. There is a blending of truth and some coincidences. Some. But we're not going to stop having children, and we're not going to stop knowing what we know and trying to do the best that we can. I just think that it's unfair that the black man, woman, and child, as well, the black man and woman, the black mother and father, the black mama and daddy, do not get the accolades for the effort that they put forth to try to raise their children so their children will be happy, healthy, loving, smart, progressive, constructive, productive. There's a lot of that going on, and we're just not getting enough of it. That's my opinion. We're not getting enough of it to be able to feel like we can hold our heads high in society. But we're here. We're going to be here. We ain't going away. We ain't going nowhere. No, no. It's going to be all right. Yeah, you know it's going to be all right. Thank you. So I want y'all to think about what we talked about today. Think about what we talked about today in terms of not only what you are like as a parent, but just like Nikki was saying, she's not a parent, but she comes from parents. So the black parenting situation is something that you can always speak on, just like the black children situation is something that you can always speak on. You don't have to be a biological mother or father to understand what the needs of a child or children are. That's not a requirement. You know, people will try to tell you, like, well, how are you going to tell me about this when I'm living this and you don't have nothing? That's just what people say to try to diss or try to what they do in court, discredit the effort that you put forth in order to have something, in order to do something. Yeah, people, they going to do that. They going to do that. You know, try to make you look like, because I don't have any kids, I can't speak on kids. Well, you cannot have any kids, but let me see you pull off not having any parents. Whether they're there or not, they're there. You know, that's like saying, not saying that you have parents is like saying that there's no sunshine because it's nighttime. Like, no, the sun is still up there, you know. It's still there, and it still gives off warmth and light and gives us a lot of positivity on how to go forward. So, yeah, I want y'all to think about that today. Think about that. When you get a chance, you know, take a breather, meditate for a minute. Like, what have I done as a parent? What did my parents do? What would I, or what do I do as a parent that my parents did with me that worked? What would I change? What have I changed? Have the changes that I made benefited more of my children, more for my children, or have they benefited better for me so I could be a better parent so my children could benefit? Or am I thinking like this at all? And I'm just like, look, I'm just trying to make it out here. Don't y'all. Ming says, I have to go and see where my glasses are. I barely can see the small print. Enjoy your Saturday, everyone. Stay safe. Listen, Look, Rob, my eyes ain't getting no better. I'm like, if I would have got up, if I get up like this, I can read. What y'all saying, man? I need to be able to read all the way back here. I miss my eyes. It was good. It really was. It was impeccable. All right, we're going to do these birthday shout-outs. Some people were born on this glorious. March 13th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, Daryl Pops, my man from My man, my mellow, my man from Penn. Happy birthday to you, my brother. And also, Dejula Connor turning 51 years old today. And I'm sorry, Deula. And also, Mary Clark turning 65 years old today. And Mil Sanik turning 34 years old today. And Olivia Young turning 56 years old today. Natasha Oliver turning 31 years old today. And Lakia Jones, happy birthday to you, Lakia. And also, Saf, what the hell? Oh, I guess that's South Street Nene. Well, it would have been easier to read if you spelled South right. Maybe it's, nope. I don't. Soft T-S Nene? Or is it Nene? Okay, I don't know. And my man Troy Roberts turning 46 years old today. And Silly Hightower turning 46 years old today. Also, Kyra Rooks, happy birthday to you. And my man, his comedy name was Chosen, but his real name is Joe Barber. Go get a Joe Barber, happy birthday to you. And also, comedian, my man Troy Fat TV Diesel, Troy Diesel. Happy birthday to you. And Micah Joe, Madam Meek, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my brother, my man, my mellow man, he be doing his thing. My man Kevin Finney, turning 59 years old today, my brother Kevin Kev. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. March 13th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, the black parenting situation is always on blast, but we are black parents, and we come from black parents who were descendants of black parents, and we're going to still be black parents, and black parents can do what black parents have done, and what black parents have done is good enough. And what black parents will do will be good enough, too. There are also black parents that are not doing enough, but they're still here, and they still got a chance, and they can still improve, and we can still show improve. God bless the child that has his own. Yes, oh, bless the dog that is giving a bone. I want y'all to have a great day today. I want y'all to have a great, terrific day today. I don't know. Don't be messing around. Have a great day today. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you to death, resuscitate you, and love you right back to life. Yeah. Everything's going to be all right, y'all. That's it. Hold on. I'm just trying to see something real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to say. Okay. With that being said, it's my I'm looking for my brother-in-law's birthday. He must have took his birthday off of his off of his profile. But shout out to my big brother, my big brother-in-law, my man Robert Hatcher. That's my big brother, man. Love my big brother. One thing is for sure is that you do not have to share the same bloodline in order to be brothers, and you do not have to share the same brother bloodline in order to be a mother or a father or a mother of the father of the. Oh, look, we have a troll. Ryan Smith says, what black parents did is leave their black kid. Ah, that's so sweet. Oh, look at that. So cute. So late in the show. Where were you when we needed you? All right, Ryan, it's all good. Like I said, man, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. We will see y'all tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tomorrow, hold on. What are we talking about tomorrow? Tomorrow, on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, we're going to talk about the whole... Wait a minute, hold on. The whole God knows my heart angle. The whole God knows my heart angle. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know how people be like, people be fucking up. They be doing all kinds of crazy shit, out of pocket shit. But they be like, but God knows my heart. Is that an excuse? Is it a reason? Is it the truth? Are you really good inside and it's just not having a chance to come out, but it's going to come out when the time is right? The whole God knows my heart angle. God knows my heart angle. On the Urban Therapy with Sun Show tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock a.m. Be there or be square. I'ma love you anyway. And I say holla back. All right, so for my blog talkers, let me get you on up out of here. I say peace.